British government actually agreed on a political level to the basis for the backstop in December. They've been rowing back on it ever since, and yet they haven't put forward a single realistic proposal to deal with the issues pertaining to the Irish border. And the truth of the matter is that they don't fully care or understand how it is that the Irish border affects the issues pertaining to the customs union and the single market. So that's why I think it's really important that the Irish government and the EU remain strong and steadfast in ensuring that the backstop as it has been proposed is the minimum that we can accept, because the truth of the matter is, and we've been saying this since day one, if the North is taken out of the customs union and the single market, that will have devastating impacts.